Well, Mike Snyder is with us from Public Health. And Mike, we talked last week about vaccine distribution, and things have changed, it seems, hey, since we talked and you were taking the appointment requests. So kind of explain what's happened and why we have to not take any more appointments right now.
Yeah, sure, Jack. Thank you again for having me on. Yeah, when we talked last week, we were taking appointments, and the eagerness of the those that are 65 and older to get the vaccine has been overwhelming for us, which is great, and we're very encouraged by that. However, we are very limited on the amount of vaccine that we receive on a weekly basis. Fortunately, just today we received 975 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. That vaccine is what we're going to be using this week for our clinics at Beta Knot Community College. We will use up all that vaccine this week, and hopefully we will be receiving vaccine next week as well. Unfortunately, the state cannot guarantee that. This week alone, they had requests for 270,000 doses, and they're only allotted 60,000 doses from the federal government. So they have to make decisions on where the vaccine goes. So it's unknown whether or not we will get vaccine for next week.
So at this point, I saw a further press release from your office, Mike, about a wait list. So that's, I believe, through 2-on-1. Explain what that is.
Yeah, instead of making an appointment for people when they call right now and then to find out that we didn't get the vaccine, we know that's an inconvenience to the public, and we really don't want to put the public in that situation. So what we've done is we're starting to develop a wait list. So folks that meet the criteria of being 65 years of age or older can call in and get their name on a wait list that when vaccine is available, we will contact them to set up an appointment. Of course, our phones have been overwhelmed since last Wednesday when the 1B population, or those that are 65 or older, became eligible for the vaccine. And so we have enlisted the services of 211. They've been very kind to offer their services, and they will develop a wait list as well. So people could either call the health department directly, or if you can't get through on our lines, because we understand they've been very busy, you know, folks can call 211 and get on that same wait list.
Now let me ask you, the governor was quite clear on Friday that she wants all of the schools around the state to reopen with in-person instruction. And as part of that, Dr. Khuldoon also said that as many teachers as possible should also be vaccinated, you know, should they choose to. You told me last week that teachers don't call, we'll call you. Are you still doing that, or now can teachers not get this yet?
No, we are still doing that, where we will be calling individual schools when there is capacity at St. Francis Hospital. St. Francis Hospital has been a great partner of ours, and they will be doing all the closed populations, or the essential worker population that fits into the 1B category. So educators, first responders, those folks, public health will contact the employer, and then the employer will let their employees know that they are now eligible to call OSF and make an appointment for the vaccine.
And then the governor also said that they were requesting that Meijer and Kroger be able to, we don't have a Kroger here, but we certainly have Meijer, and you had said that Walgreens and CVS was doing it for the nursing home, assisted living, and so on. Is that now, do you have another partner in Meijer or no?
That is not in place yet. Actually, I just received a survey from the state wondering if we'd be interested in partnering with Meijer, and right now we're interested in partnering with whoever can get the vaccine. However, you know, the vaccine supply is the limiting factor right now. The state, you know, if we partner with Meijer, we would have to give Meijer the vaccine for, you know, for the 65 and older. So it would be great because it would free up our staff a little bit. However, it won't bring any more vaccine to our area.
So it wouldn't speed it up and give people, it wouldn't give you a shortcut, I guess, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, last question then. What is it that you want to leave people with today? I'm sure we'll be talking in a couple of days, but right now there's maybe some confusion because of what we talked about in our last interview and what we're talking about today. So I'll let you close it out, Mike, by saying whatever you'd like to folks here in Menominee County and Delta County.
I just like to, for people that are age 65 and older to be patient. There will be enough vaccine for everyone eventually. Just right now we are in a very limited supply, and we are getting it out as fast as we can get it. But give it some time, and everyone will be vaccinated that wants to be vaccinated.
And actually, another quick question. Have you heard anything about that third vaccine that is, I guess, more easily distributed and more easily able to be produced?
I have not heard that it has been even submitted to the FDA yet. So I really have no information on that third vaccine.
All right. Well, Mike Snyder from Public Health, Delta Menominee Counties, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.